This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Thank you for your walkings. Thank you for your light. Thank you for your truth. Thank you for liberty. Thank you for liberations in the Spirit. We give you praise, our Father. We honor you, Jesus. Glory to you, my Father. Glory to you, Son of God. Glory to you, my Father. Thank you for another time, another day at your feet. Thank you. Glory to you, Jesus. Glory to you, Lord. Thank you for light. I shine in the face of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. We have come this day that you blessed us. You showed us great mercy. You grant unto us great help in the Spirit. Cause us to see your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant unto us breakthrough in the Spirit. Grant unto us great access in the Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to you, my Father. Honor to you, Son of God. Glory to you, Jesus. Honor to you, Son of God. In Jesus' name we are praying. I want to thank the Lord for, you know, lessons that we have been taking. Those lessons have been teaching on the wisdom and the power of God. And I've said that the wisdom and the power of God are in layers. The least of that wisdom and that power is manifested in the receiving of the earnest of our inheritance, which is by the Holy Ghost. We saw it being manifested in the life of all the deacons that we have chosen. With Stephen, with Philip, that the Holy Ghost and wisdom, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, is full of power and wisdom. To be full of Holy Ghost there is to be full of power and wisdom, which is in Acts of Apostles 6:3. That's the order, full of Holy Ghost and wisdom. Later in this, that 6 and 7, you will read, they make mention of full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. Faith there, when you read 1 Corinthians chapter 2, is hearing the word. That faith there is wisdom. Full of faith there is wisdom. Where in 1 Corinthians 2, he said that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men. So faith is a kind of wisdom, because faith is hearing of the word. And hearing of the word is impartation of wisdom to the heart. And when wisdom is in the heart, faith is in the heart. Another word for faith in the heart is grace. Is in the heart, so that your word can be seasoned with grace. That is Hebrew. Also Hebrew chapter 12. And also when you read Colossians 4:6, so that your word can be seasoned with grace. But Hebrew chapter 13, sorry, it's a misplaced. Colossians 4:6 is your word is seasoned with grace. That your speech may be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how to answer every man at the asset of you. But Hebrew 13 say, that be not carried away with diverse and strange doctrine. For it's a good thing that the heart be established with grace. Because of the abundance of the heart, the mouth, your speech comes forth. So that you are be established with grace, not with meat, which have not profited them that are occupied therein. So when you hear the word, faith in the heart is grace in the heart. And grace in the heart is wisdom in the heart. So when you say man has faith in his heart, James says, show me your faith with your works. So faith in the heart is a working of grace in the heart, which is also the working, the building of wisdom in the heart. So whenever you hear the word that they said are full of faith and wisdom, or full of Holy Ghost and wisdom. To be full of faith is to be full of wisdom. To be full of wisdom is to be full of grace. When you read Proverbs, you find out that wisdom mouth pour forth grace upon the heart. So the speech or the saying of wisdom is the building of grace and building of faith. Because a man can build up faith in his heart. The sayings of wisdom or the speech of wisdom is the building of grace and the building of faith in the heart. So when wisdom is at work in a man, you are definitely sure that that man has grace at work in his heart. And he has faith in his heart. When you read Luke chapter 2, 40, say, and the child grew and was strong in spirit, comma, filled with wisdom. Because of wisdom, I say, and the grace of God was upon him. So I said that wisdom and grace is how they calibrate the gospel. From the basis of the gospel to the second layer of the gospel and to the peak of the gospel. The gospel is the tidings. The tidings. The tidings of God's life. That's what the gospel is. So the gospel, they divide the gospel broadly into these two facets. So the beginning of the gospel must come to you as wisdom. And the gospel should end. And when the gospel is coming to you as wisdom, the gospel should come to you as wisdom, which is calibrated as faith, as grace. Then gospel should come to you as power. Yes, you should move from wisdom of the gospel into the power of the gospel. When you are in the season of the power of the gospel, gospel starts coming to you as law. Then gospel as power is the law or strength and calibrate into covenants. And move into testimony. What is testimony? Testimony is life. So in the season of power, when a man moves from the wisdom of the gospel, which I said the wisdom of the gospel is that you move into faith, and ultimately you climax into what? Grace. Then you move you from the second division, or the gospel is like a coin with two sides. When you move to the second side of the gospel, which is the place of the power, the gospel should not only lie in wisdom. Gospel should also lie in power. My gospel should not only be in wisdom, but my gospel should be in power. And when the gospel moves into the season of power, it starts with the law. And from the law, it moves into covenant. And from covenant, into testimony. And finally, it should move into person. The gospel does not move into person without you arriving at the testimony. It's in the season of testimony that you find person of the world. Person that gospel that you have received, that you have been learning as a wisdom, and you have moved into the second side of it as a power, you dictate or you climax it as person. You become the personality. So the gospel must not only be in word, and the season of the word is the season of what? Of wisdom, faith and grace. Then when you arrive inside the time of power, that is 1 Corinthians 4:20. For the kingdom of God, and the kingdom of God is the gospel, is not in word only, but in power. The gospel must not only be in word only. Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 5:6. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power. in Holy Ghost and much assurance, as you know what manner of man. I think that is how he should produce manner of man. What manner of man? That's when the gospel has become person. What manner of man we were among you for your sake? And because we are a kind of person was produced, verse 6 says, and you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. So the joy of the Holy Ghost there is the person. When you arrive at joy, you have arrived at the fullness of your journey with the joy of the Holy Ghost, so that you were example to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. And from you, because of their person that was risen, and from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place, that your faith to God's word is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak of anything. For they themselves showed of us what manner of entering in we have unto you, and how you turn to God from an idol to serve the living and the true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, who delivered us from the wrath to come. So what brought me to this place? That the gospel should not only be in word. We find that book of 1 Corinthians 4:20 and 1 Thessalonians 1:5. For the gospel of the kingdom of God, because the gospel of God is the gospel of the kingdom of God. So our gospel came not in word only, but also in power, comma, in the Holy Ghost, comma, and in much assurance. And if the gospel have arrived at this point, then you will know what manner of man. When the gospel is not just in word, but the gospel move into the zone of power. And in the zone of power, I tell you that power starts with law. Clamors move clamors into person. You start with the law, then you graduate from the law into covenant. From the covenant into testimony. From testimony, when you arrive in testimony, it's when you are in life. Because every law must move into life. But there can never be life until you have made covenant with the law. That's when you have a life. And when you have the life, which Paul rendered beautifully in Timothy, he said, for you have known my manner of life. But he said that he said, you should continue what you have heard and you have learned of me. He said, but thou fully know my doctrine, my manner of life. So in the time of doctrine, you can't know my doctrine except wisdom have taught you. The Pharisees and the people say, I know this man, the doctrine, having not learned. That should be Gospel of John, chapter 7. And the Jews marvel, saying, how knoweth this man letters, having never learned? 16. And Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but is that sent me. If any man will know his will, he shall know of his doctrine. Whether it be of God, or whether I speak of myself, he that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory. But he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. So you can see that you can never be true when you have unrighteousness in you. And what is unrighteousness? Having your way. My way and not your way. Neither my thought, your thought. As heaven is high from the earth, so am I away from your way. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thought. Isaiah 55:7-9. Before you can seek that which is of God, who is true God, they must have healed you from every unrighteousness. And healing you from every unrighteousness is healing you from wickedness, which is your ways, and treating your thought from you. And that is what his doctrine will do. Because if anyone will do his will, he must learn of his doctrine. That you can't do his will without learning his doctrine. And when you begin to learn his doctrine will take care of what? Of unrighteousness in you. He that speaketh of himself, just answer, my daughter is not mine, but he that sent me. If anyone will do his will, he shall know. It's compulsory. He shall know. You can't do his will. It says you shall know of his doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. Myself is my way. Myself is my thoughts. Whether I speak of myself, because you will speak of your way, you will speak of your own thought. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory. But he that seeketh his glory, but he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true. So if you cannot be true. And no unrighteousness is in him. And what made up unrighteousness are wicked ways and unrighteous thoughts. They have to take your ways and unrighteous thought. So let the wicked man forsake his way and the wretched man his thought. And let him return unto the Lord to come and to do the will of the Lord. And he will have mercy upon him. And to our God, he will abundantly pardon. So what brought me to this is that I say the gospel is not just in wisdom only. But the gospel is also in power. Which means the kingdom is not in one only. So at every faculty of the gospel, because the gospel has faculties, the gospel is a massive curriculum. The gospel starts with the person of the Holy Ghost. I'm adopted to the person of Christ and clamors in the person of God, which we find in Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1 says, is the gospel of God. Then Romans 1:16 said the gospel of Christ. Then in Romans 1:9, he called it the gospel of his son. So you see, from Romans 1, he called it, Paul, the son of God Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. So we know that this gospel of God was preaching a shadow or a figure to Abraham in Galatia. Because how do I know? And the scripture foreseen that God would justify the Hebrew through faith. God preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, indeed shall all nations be blessed. Gospel is the channel of blessing nation, people, tribe, tongue. And so that's what God chose to bless. So gospel is a blessing. So you can see God preached the gospel. So there's a gospel of God, the tidings of God, which is the blessing of God. Because the gospel is a bearer of blessing. Because God is a blessed God. So God preached blessing to Abraham. God preached the blessing that it's through faith. So you find that in the book of Romans chapter 1 and 2. That later in around that kind of 20 something, he said, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the creator? Who is blessed forevermore? Amen. And also Ephesians 1:3, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Likewise, Timothy, also, book of Timothy, unto him, according to the gross gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. So by the time that Paul have arrived, Paul started with the gospel of Christ, it's not that there are three gospels, they're just one gospel, but gospel has layers. The height of the gospel is the gospel of God. And nobody start with height. We all start from the basis and go upward. So gospel just, I call the layers of gospel, I call it the faculties of the gospel. The gospel is entire. When it's saying a man have received the entirety of the gospel, meaning a man have received all the measure, all the faculty. I've gone through the faculties in the gospel and acquire all the blessing that the gospel provided. You will see Paul talking in Romans 15:29. I am sure that when I come unto you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel. But yeah, so there's a fullness. You can go through the faculty of Christ. You can go to the faculty of the Holy Ghost. You can go to the faculty of Christ. Go to the faculty of the Son of God and go to the faculty of God. Oh, and all of them are contained in the gospel. And that gospel, you call it the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. When you hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is the fullness of the blessing of the gospel. In Jesus Christ are all the fullness of the blessing of the gospel. So in the gospel, each of the vacuum of the gospel that you are, each of the vacuum of the gospel that you are, they have their wisdom and they have their power. They have their wisdom and they have their power. Their wisdom is what they call word. That the gospel or my preaching is not in word only. Or my gospel is not in word only. Or the kingdom is not in word only. So when they use the word only, they are talking about the season of the wisdom of the gospel. Because gospel has a season of learning it. Then gospel have a time where he has a demonstration or expression of the gospel. The time of what? Of learning the gospel and the time of expressing the gospel. Where the gospel starts from the expression. And you have different strength of expression. Expression of his law. Expression of his covenant. Expression of his testimony. And expression of his person. Which are all under the covet of the power. But under the covet of the word, you have it as a wisdom. And under the wisdom, you have it demonstrated as his faith, which is the word. Then we move it from faith into grace when faith are fully built up a man. Say, build up yourself in your most holy faith. So when faith are fully built up yourself in your most holy faith is the grace, or is great grace. It's what they call great grace. When you build up yourself in your most holy faith is great grace. That's the building up of most holy faith. And building up of most holy faith is the building up of the wisdom of God and the hidden wisdom of God. The wisdom of God and the hidden wisdom of God. There cannot be most holy faith without wisdom of God and the hidden wisdom of God. The wisdom of God, which you speak among them that are perfect or among them that are godly. So you speak the wisdom of God among them that are perfect. Yay! When you have finished teaching the wisdom of God, you move to hidden wisdom of God. Hidden wisdom of God is greater than wisdom of God. It's hidden. But there's a wisdom of God that should lead you to the hidden wisdom of God. And you cannot, you only speak the wisdom of God among them that are perfect. And you speak the hidden wisdom of God among them that are perfect and have learned the wisdom of God. Those people are the ones you commit the hidden wisdom of God to. And so, all the time where you are learning wisdom, which you clamor into faith, because your faith should not stand in any wisdom of man, but should be standing either the wisdom of Christ, or standing the wisdom of God, or the hidden wisdom of God. Then when you have faith, by faith you access grace. Romans chapter 5, verse 2. 1 and 2. 1 say, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. By whom also, not only peace, by whom also we have access by faith unto this grace wherein we stand. So there's wearing and there's in hope. Then we are in grace wherein we stand and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. So you move from wisdom into what? Faith. Faith should not stand in any wisdom. Faith stand on a wisdom. But beyond wisdom, you should move faith into power. Faith should stand in wisdom and the season of power. Because they are building. So wisdom is the season of acquiring word, which I said. So when you are in grace, be ready for the law to come to you. It's a man that is standing in grace that will bring that the law, which is the sin of power, will begin with. The law, which is the beginning of power, will not come to you if you are not in what? You are not in grace. The law will not come to you. And the law is truth. Truth will not come to you. God, you can't teach truth to a man that doesn't have grace in his heart. Wow. A man that is not standing in grace, you can't deliver truth to him. If you give truth to a man that does not have grace in his heart, he will become legalistic. He must be a build. You being true to a man that has a building of grace. A man that through faith he has accessed grace. And then a man with grace is a man that is wise. Because if you are not wise, you can't use the law of truth. You can't use the law of truth if you are not wise. You must be the law. The law is for priests that have been beat up. Or for Levi that have been beat up by wisdom, that have been beat up by faith, and that have been beat up by grace. You see, wisdom, faith, and grace are all builders. Wisdom, faith, and grace are builders. They keep consolidating building. When you are in wisdom, you are building. When you are in faith, you are building. When you are in grace, you are finishing up building. You're building up. I commit to God, and towards His grace, we're able to build you up. So grace is a builder. Another for builder, I mean, they are grower. They grow. Wisdom grow you. When you read book of Luke, the child grew you in wisdom. Wisdom grows you. Faith grows you. Faith, wisdom grow your soul. Faith grows your soul. So wisdom, faith, grace. A man can't have faith without wisdom. Wisdom must have intercourse your heart before faith can grow in your heart. There's no growth. Nobody grow in faith without wisdom, without wisdom teaching you. Wisdom must have kissed your soul. Wisdom must have kissed your heart. Wisdom must have kissed you. Kiss of wisdom means sayings of wisdom must have come to you, because faith comes by word, and word coming to you is wisdom. When you read through a book of Proverbs, you find that wisdom say, wisdom speak. So faith coming, faith is not ignited without word. Yeah. So when a man say, wisdom speak to you, wisdom speaking our words, and word will bring forth faith, yes, and faith will start building up. So forget a man that he say he has faith without the caressing of wisdom, or without wisdom delivering word to you. Wisdom must deliver word to you. Wisdom must deliver sayings to you. So you find that in Hebrews 1:11, 13 say, through faith we understand the word, we are framed by the word of God. So that the thing, word of God. So there's no faith without words, without word. So that things which are seen are not made of things that do appear. So you can see, I just want you to see that when you say a man is seen, when we say a man is undergoing the faculty of the gospel called wisdom, or the sin of the wisdom that the gospel has, a man is going through this learning. You learn wisdom. Wisdom deliver word to you. That's what I say. So when you hear the word, the gospel of the kingdom, or the gospel, or the gospel of the kingdom of God, is not in word. It's in saying it's not by only what wisdom does in the man, because words are wisdom. If you go back home, please go and study Proverbs. You will see the word Proverbs. Proverbs said, "This here is the word of wisdom, sayings of wisdom." So as the saying of wisdom, either wisdom which only go teach, which is the meek of the word, or wisdom of or Christ as a wisdom, or the Son of God as a wisdom, or God as wisdom and hidden wisdom, they are all seizing of the word. They can also call the word of faith, the word of His grace. They are all seizing of the word, and they are majorly to build, to grow, to build and to grow. And what they use to grow, they grow with knowledge. They grow with understanding. They grow with counsel. And they grow with might. So they grow with knowledge. They grow with understanding. They grow with what? They grow with what? Counsel. They grow what? Might. And they grow with knowledge and with fear. Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So all those, that season, that's when you read Isaiah chapter, and it shall grow forth. When they begin to read it, it shall grow. It's a truth of growth. There shall come forth, a rod out of the stem of Jesse. A branch shall grow out of his root. The Spirit of the Lord, shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel am I, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Those are the season. So what they calibrate here is a season of growth, season of building. It shall grow, it shall go forth, shall come forth as a rod. That's growth. That is beauty. It shall grow out of the stem of Jesse. A branch shall grow out of his root. That's growth. That is beauty. All these seven spirits, they work so much in the time of the word, in the time of wisdom, in the time of faith, in the time of grace. They are all these spirits that they want to incubate wisdom. They incubate faith. They incubate grace in a man's life. That's why when I was teaching previous week, I said wisdom is also a kind of spirit.
Yes, sir.
Grace is a spirit. So they produce a kind, but not spirit as a person, but spirit as a teacher, spirit as an attitude, spirit as a law, spirit as a workings. So we look at here, Ephesians chapter 1, 17 to 18. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. And when you look at what is knowledge of him for, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know his knowledge, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, that you may know what the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints, that you may know. So when you move, that you may know what's the hope of his glory and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. These are all wisdom. Then they move into the season of power. You have finished all season of wisdom. You now move into the time of power. The seven spirits, they are instrumental in season of wisdom. They are also instrumental when they want to teach you season of power also. But that spirit, the seven spirit also act. The spirit act when you are learning wisdom. You are learning wisdom, you are learning faith, you are learning grace. When it's also trying to learn the season of power, the faculty of power in the gospel, they also have them. What is the exceeding greatness of his power? So there is his power, there is his wisdom, which he wrought to us. What? Who believe? Who believer? Who believe the time of the word? Who has wisdom? Who has faith? And who has grace? And what is the exceeding great of his power? So they have left the time of learning the gospel of wisdom into learning the gospel of power. But they are not too good, they're just. But the gospel has two sides, or the gospel has two faculty: the faculty of word and the faculty of power, or the faculty of wisdom and the faculty of power. And it starts with the Holy Ghost unto Christ, unto the Son of God, and unto God, which is the totality of the fullness of the blessing of the gospel. Because gospel are in layers. So in the Holy Ghost, you read that this way. Eh? Preach the Holy Ghost and wisdom. Or you hear full of Holy Ghost and faith. So, and you cannot have faith without wisdom. You can't have faith without word. So if it's full of faith, means full of word that wisdom deliver. And if you have word that wisdom deliver, let your word be seasoned with grace. It can minister. Then the word has grace on the hearts.
Amen.
Because what I'm so when Jesus Christ say, I give unto you power.
Yes.
He could not give them to power if you have not given to them wisdom first.
Yes, sir.
So though he gave unto the apostle, the 12 apostles and the 70 that he sent in Luke 10, and in Luke 9, he also gave them power. In Luke 10, he gave them some power. Why he could give them power? It's because they were disciples. And something about disciple, he said unto his disciple, if you continue my word, then are you my disciple, and you shall know the truth. To know the truth is to know the law, which is the beginning of power.
Yes,
a big amen.
Amen.
I hope it's becoming clearer.
Very well, sir. Very well, sir.
So you could not have given them power. You don't give power to even the power of Holy Ghost. They don't just give it to you. You must, if you want to operate the power in the Holy Ghost, you need to first of all learn the wisdom which Holy Ghost teaches.
Mm-hmm.
Because often God, if God sometimes give power without a man that has wisdom, often those powers end up destroying them.
Yeah.
Sometimes they become puff up. There's abuse of power. If you have not learned, Just like nobody will give you no clear power if they've not trained those people. The first of all, they train them with wisdom to learn the damage, the danger, and grow. I have growth, I have development, I have building that can manage that power. You don't get power without building of wisdom, building of faith, and grace. So if you deliver nuclear power to a man that is me, that does not have grace, so they only allow a nation that has grace to handle nuclear power. Because it's too much power.
Yeah.
Because you want to give power to a nation that doesn't have grace, a nation that if there's argument between, they will just come and destroy you. So you can't, or not even destroying, or a man that is very vindictive. That's why heaven will not hand over power to you. And there are different kind of measure of powers. There's a power that can cast out devils. So they rejoice and say, they are rejoicing that devils were subject unto them. Talk, I said, do not rejoice that the devils, which are snake and scorpions, because what you are rejoicing in it is you are rejoicing only in the level of wisdom that you have and the faith that you have and the grace that your heart can take. Because that grace that they have in their heart, that they go out to have compassion on those who are afflicted with sickness, demons. That's why if you give a power to a man that doesn't have compassion for the sick, for the trouble,
yes, sir.
That kind of a man, he will want to use the power, anointing and power of God to make money and put money in his pocket. So you can see Stephen, Philip, that are full of faith and power. And Stephen, Acts 6:8. And Stephen, full of faith. What is faith? He has war. Because faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And what is war? War is wisdom. And what is wisdom? It's grace. Compassion in the heart. Now, when you read the preaching of Stephen, you think that maybe Stephen is a very mean soul. No. You can't carry power except you have faith in your heart. Which means you are gracious. You have wisdom. Because eventually they make mention of him. Stephen wrought mighty work and wisdom. They cannot gainsay his wisdom. So I'm trying to teach the gospel. Starting for the introduction to the gospel. The gospel has two faculties.
Yes,
the faculty of wisdom and the faculty of power. The faculty of wisdom is what they call word. What? How they deliver wisdom. How they deliver his true word. Wisdom deliver word. But wisdom is not only in word alone. Wisdom is also faith. Wisdom is also grace. So there is just the strength from word to what? To faith. Because there can't be faith without word. And what brings forward is wisdom that delivers word to you. You have to say wisdom. For we speak the wisdom among dead so that faith can arise. And when faith arises, through faith, you access grace. And all those processes are all building and growth. When you hear the word, grow in grace and in the knowledge. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So to grow in grace is to grow in word.
Yes, sir.
Is to grow in wisdom. Is to grow in faith. Is to grow where? Is to grow in grace. Grow in wisdom. Grow in faith. And what? And grow in word. You grow in it. But I say, in the knowledge. When they say the knowledge, they are talking about the knowledge of person. But you cannot arrive in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. You start with this law. Which is, so in person is the power. In the power of his might. So that we talk about. The power of his might. And in the knowledge of our law and Savior Jesus Christ. So the knowledge here is not knowledge, it's not mental. Knowledge here is not learning mental. It's the knowledge here is the person. But you also grow in that knowledge of the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. But you cannot just know the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. You start with the law. You move to the covenant. You move into testimony. Then you arrive at person, which is Hebrew chapter 8 and 9. It shall come to pass in that day. I will make a new covenant with them. For this is the covenant that we make with them to the house of Israel after those days. Hebrew 8, 10, 11. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, said the Lord. I will put my laws in their heart. This is a signal of power.
Yes, sir.
In their mind. And write them in their heart. I will be to them a God. And they shall be to me a people. They shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother. Say, know the Lord. for all shall know me, person, but they shall know me from the least to the greatest. But you can't enough of knowing me. I must all put laws in your mind. I will write it in your heart. And the law that you have in you will be a covenant. And from covenant, when you have in covenant, you move into my testimony. Because testimony is what bears, is the life in the blood, bearing witness within yourself. Then, when you have testimony, you will know me from the least. So it's like knowing him. There's a list of those who know him, and there are greatest who knows him. Knowing him is in measures. You also find the same thing, book of Hosea 6. Hosea 6 from verse 1. Come, let us return to the Lord. Well, you don't just return like that. They put semicolon. How do you return? How can you just return to the Lord? You can't just return to him. I'm returning to the Lord. How do you know the way to the Lord? You can't just return to the Lord like that. For he hath turned. He will heal us. Healing, how does the Lord heal? The Lord heal with words. Season of healing is words. He heal with words. He will heal us. He heal with words. Because the healing of the nation are with the lips of the nation. And lips of the nation are words. They are words of their wisdom. He will heal us. And your doctor that healed you is wisdom. Heal us. But we don't heal us. He has smitten. He will bind us up. How do you bind? You bind up with words. Job was saying that your word has broken me. Your word did not bind me up. One of the friends of Job was talking about the words of Job. That the word of Job, he upheld. He bind up. Job's word has carried wisdom. Job's word has faith. He broke for hope in the heart of men. Because faith is something to hope for. In Deuteronomy 11:13 said, therefore shall ye lay up this my word in your heart. And in your soul, and bind them for a sign. Word binds up. I just wanted to see that you can't bind up without words. To bind up is to put together. To bind up is to put things together. That which have been scattered. That which have been broken down. So word is what binds up. So that word can break. The opposite of bind up is to break. Is to bind up is to bring together. To bring, to bind up back. He has smitten. When you smite something, you scatter it. He will bind up. After 2 days, he will revive us. In the third day, he will raise us up. And we shall live in his sight. Can you see? Raise us up is to what? Is to build up. That will build up, grow up, raise up. That is what word, wisdom does. Wisdom builds up. Wisdom raise up. Wisdom grow up. Faith builds up. Faith raises up. Faith grows up. Grace builds up. Grace raises up. Grace, what? Groweth up. They are all what they do to the soul. They build up the soul. They build up the heart. They build up the mind. With spiritual things that wisdom deliver, with substances that wisdom and understanding them. And I said, the seven spirits are materials of building in the sense of the word. Because the word is not just in letter, the word is also spirit. The word has spirit, they are spirit. They are spirit. So that's why you find the activity of the seven spirit active. Activity of seven during the season of the word. When wisdom begins to bring forth wisdom, you find spirit of wisdom. You start finding the activity of seven spirits around you. Though you are in the season of the word. But the spirit of wisdom does not only work during the faculty where you are going through the word, you are going through the wisdom, you are learning grace, faith, you are learning grace. By the time you arrive at this season of the faculty of power that is in the gospel, seven spirits also, they begin to translate also. So you find about Stephen in Acts 6, they say Stephen was full of faith and power. So full of faith there, he was full of words. He was full of wisdom. He was full of what? Of faith. He was full of grace. And power there means he has the law that was governing him. And if you have law, you can move from law into covenant. A man of law is a man of power. A man of covenant is also higher power. A man of testimony is higher power. Then you are from power, you move into person. And still full of faith and power. Did great wonders and miracles among the people. Then there arose certain of the synagogue, which is called the synagogue of Libertines and Cyrenians and Alexandrians, and of them of Cilicia and of them in Asia, disputing with Stephen, and they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit. So what they call wisdom there is faith. And what they call speed there means power by which he spake. That speed there is authority and power that he has. This was like the 12 apostles that Luke has raised. They have wisdom and spirit which cannot be resisted. So wisdom first, the spirit there is power. And this is what which Holy Ghost will teach you. So that sometimes you hear they say, when you say full of Holy Ghost, mean you are full of person of Holy Ghost. And faith, or full of Holy Ghost, and wisdom, or full of Holy Ghost, and grace. In Luke, and the child grew and was strong in spirit. Filled with wisdom, was strong in spirit. That is power. Filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. He also mentioned of John too. John was full of filled with Holy Ghost. And the child grew and was strong in spirit. So, you don't have power for turning men if you are just a wisdom person alone. You need power to turn men. There are some areas that you may not be able to turn some kind of power if you don't have power. If you have not arrived in zero power, you must be a man with law, a man with covenant, a man with testimony, and with a person. At these different kind of strengths, you have capacity to be able to turn. So it's a man with the law of the Lord is perfect that converting the soul. That's why in our journey, we must not journey to where we are just building and growing. We must dive at a place of power. The Lord is very, very at work in us. Or power is at work in us. But the power that worketh in us. Power must be working in you. It must not only be wisdom that's at work in you. You must make sure that power is at work in you. Because the gospel is both in wisdom and in power. The beginning of the gospel is Holy Ghost. You move into Christ. You must graduate at any level you are. If you are in the midst of the world, move from wisdom into sin or power. But the power that is at work in us. Power must be at work in you. You must not only be a man that has wisdom in you. With me, you have growth. You must be growing. Grow in grace. Also grow in power. Don't only grow in grace. Don't only grow in wisdom. The child can grow in wisdom. You can grow in wisdom. You can grow in grace. You can grow in faith. A man can grow in wisdom. They said, grow in wisdom. You can grow in wisdom also. You can increase in wisdom. Grow in wisdom. And just increase in wisdom. You can increase in wisdom. And just increase in wisdom. To increase in wisdom is to grow. Increase in wisdom and stature. But not only in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God. That's why. And Jesus increased in wisdom. When you can move, when you increase in wisdom, to increase in wisdom, increase in wisdom, increase in faith, increase in grace, and in favor with God. When you are with God, you are with power. You are for life. So there's in wisdom, Luke 5:22, and Jesus increased in wisdom or grow in wisdom or was building up in wisdom and stature. And there cannot be up in stature without faith. Faith and grace. Because the stature of faith and grace is wisdom or words. So that stature means faith and grace. It's a building. That started with wisdom, and wisdom growing, wisdom and stature growing to be a stature of grace. It's a building of grace. But not just, also in favor with God. When a man is in favor with God, a man is with power. See, with power, you have power, you have law, you have authority in your life. You have covenant, you have testimony, and you have access to a person. That person. That's the climax. Maybe you arrive at the person. You have arrived at the end of your journey. But you can't arrive at the person. You must start with the law of that person. Then you have covenant. Then you have testimony. Then you cannot lay on the person. Just seeing this thing, fail with God and man. It sounds like what happened to Jacob, Israel. Power with God and man. You should have, when you are in the power, you are a prince. You are reigning. You are, when you are in law, you have another word to be in parliament, you are moving to into the zone of reigning. You can be a man that reign with law. You can be a man that reign with covenants. You can be a man that reign with testimony. And you can be a man that reign when testimony, you are reigning with life. And you can be a man that reign with person of our Lord. Because by me, princes rule and the king declared justice. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence. I dwell with prudence. Come on, and find out knowledge of victory invention. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Come on, pride. Evil is pride and arrogance. And evil is evil way. And the forward mouth, those are evil, do I hate. Evil way and the forward mouth, do I hate. Counsel in mind, sound wisdom. I am understanding and I have strength. Can you see all what wisdom is? By me, King Ray. That's it. You don't start reading until you have gone through the curriculum of wisdom. By me. So wisdom must be in place. You need wisdom to have raised you. This is Proverbs 8:12-8:16. By me, King reigns. Princes declare justice. By me, princes rule. And nobles. Even all the judges of the earth. So, I love them that love me. And those that seek me, early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me. Yea, durable riches are righteousness. When you have power, power is for reigning. It's dominion. Just like God did not give dominion to living so Adam and Eve until they have been beat up. He made a man out of the dust of the earth and breathed unto him the breath of life. Man became a living soul. Then he gave him a charge. Have dominion. Law is dominion. You find out in the book of Romans 6. That law is dominion. Sin shall not rule over you. And sin there is the law. Let not sin therefore reign. Sin does not reign. True man is obedient. Sin enter the world. Look at the process. And death was passed to all men. And death through sin reign. Dominion, power. That is sin and death are power over every man. By one man, sin enter into the world. And thereby sin, and so sin pass upon all men, thereafter pass upon men for all that all are sin. For until the law, sin was in the world, sin was not having power, was not reigning.
Yes,
when there is no law, so can you see, before sin became imputed, it was when law came. So until law, until of the lawgiver, there's no reigning, there's no dominion yet, there's no imputing.
Yes,
there's no subjection yet to bring him under. Unto the law, sin was in the world. But sin is not imputed when there's no law. Law, lawgiver, or time of law is the beginning of power. When you move into the faculty of power.
Yes,
nevertheless, when there is from Adam to Moses, even over them, dominion. So over them, she said, I don't have dominion over you. Over them that are not sin. After the similitude of Adam transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come? So you can see. So sin was not imputed. Sin was not having dominion over. Sin was not reigning over until the law came. The law was what empowered sin to reign. So a man can have the word. A man can have faith. A man can have grace. Which have grown you up, have raised you up, have built you up. But you will not enter your dominion until laws are put in your mind. And laws are written away. Either the law of the new man or the law of God.
Yes,
the law of the new man, which is Christ. Which you start with as a babe in Christ. And you grow up onto an adolescent. And you become a young man. Or the law of God. Which also you start as a newborn babe. Then you ask, well, at a little children, into a young man, onto fathers. So you grow in those things. A big amen.
Amen.
So in our intention is everybody must use the word. So when you use the word of Christ, word will grow you up to be a young man of Christ. Word will grow to be a young man of God. Yes, you grow you to retire as a young man. Then they will commit the law of Christ to you. The sin of the law of Christ is the time you are receiving the power of Christ. That's when you are no longer sin, no longer having dominion over you, because you are no longer in the flesh. What's no longer in your flesh? You're no longer the law, under the law of sin and death. But to become, because now therefore there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Those, what is condemnation? You are not under. You are not under the dominion. You are no longer be held bound by law or sin and death. Wherefore, there's none therefore no condemnation, no limitation, no subjection, no segregation, no dominion. Something is not bringing you under. No condemnation, no limitation, no dominion, no subjection to them who are in Christ Jesus. Who walk not after the flesh, what are the new, but after the spirit. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, I may bring for the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent his son in the likeness of sinful flesh for sin. Condemn sin. Instead of sin, condemn. What is condemn sin? Brought sin under. Brought sin. Reign over sin. Bring sin under subjugation. Condemn sin in the flesh. Put limitation to sin. That the righteousness of the law. What is the righteousness of the law? The power. The potency of the law might be fulfilled in us, the law in us, who walked on after the law of sin and death in the flesh, but after the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. For they that are after the law of sin and death in the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that after the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, the things of the spirit, for to be carnally minded is there, but to be visually minded is life and peace. A big amen. And so I'm trying to teach that the gospel have two vacuity. That the gospel is one. I've shown us, I started by teaching that the gospel is one. The peak of the gospel is the gospel of God. And I showed us throughout the scripture, then, and the gospel is the tithing, is the blessing of God. And I said, from the gospel of God, you move into the gospel of his son. And you cannot talk about the son without the father. So the gospel of the son is the gospel of the son and the father, fellowship of the father and the son. Then, which year, then you move into the gospel of Christ. And for the gospel of Christ, I said, there's in, which is power, which is, and then, and the gospel of Christ start with the basic. The God of Christ start with the basic, which is the wisdom which Holy Ghost teaches. Because Holy Ghost is going to teach you as a newborn babe to a child. Then unto a man in Christ. I knew a man in Christ. Unto a man in Christ. So the gospel of Christ starts with the Holy Ghost teaching us as a newborn babe, as a child. A newborn babe to a child. A child to a man. Which is a new man in Christ. But you don't start as a new man in Christ. You start as a babe in Christ. Then you start as a child in Christ. Then a man in Christ. So they start with that. And even as a babe, there's a wisdom of a babe. There's a wisdom. And that wisdom of a babe is which Holy Ghost will teach you. Holy Ghost will start teaching you. The meek of the world is a wisdom. That word, because the word is a wisdom. Because it's a wisdom that will teach you to become a child. Although they don't relate to that thing as a wisdom, but there's a wisdom that they speak, not as a child. Like Paul was saying in 1 Corinthians 3, you can't bear it. It's a wisdom. So when they come to you as a wisdom, you start speaking that wisdom with a word to a child. Because you're a babe, I can't give you that wisdom. I could not speak unto you, unto spiritual. To speak me, I cannot speak to you the wisdom. Because you are a babe, but as unto Cana, even as unto baby in Christ, they are in Christ, but you are a babe. I have fed you with meat, so, and not with meat. For it that you are unable to bear it, neither ye are ye able, ye able. For ye are ye Cana, whether there is among you envy, strife, division, are ye not Cana and walk as mere men? So the wisdom, when he said the gospel of Christ, so the gospel of Christ starts when you grow you. Holy Ghost will grow you from a babe to a child. Then they will start giving the wisdom. They give you a wisdom of Christ. So they give the wisdom of Christ to a child. And that learning of that wisdom, it will claim us as learning wisdom unto righteousness. Sanctification and redemption are powers. Wisdom and righteousness are word. Righteousness is grace. Righteousness is grace. When a man is made righteous, he has made gracious. They are making us a grace being. Sanctification and redemption are power. That when you are in season of power, when you are made sanctification, Christ is made. The way they make Christ, they can make you sanctification and they can make you redemption. When they make you sanctification and they make you redemption, you are in power. But when they make you wisdom and righteousness, they are made you what? Wisdom. Righteousness is a law. Righteousness is a law. They call it the law of righteousness or faith. So they can make you wisdom, they can make you righteousness. They can make you as a wisdom. When they make you wisdom, they make you faith. They make you grace. When they make you righteousness, you are beginning to interact with the law. Righteousness is law. Righteousness is law. Because righteousness is a measure of life. The body is because of sin, the spirit is life because of righteousness. So sanctification is life. It's power. Righteousness is power. Righteousness is power. Transgression is power. Redemption is power. They're just talking about righteousness. It's like talking about law, testimony. Law, covenant, testimony. Righteousness. Covenant. And redemption. They made Jesus Christ redemption. They made him redemption. So that Romans 6. Let no sin therefore reign. So I say reigning does not start until you have arrived what in law. Or you have arrived in righteousness. You remember too. Because you love righteousness and therefore the Lord that God has anointed thee with all of running. So you don't reign. The scepter of your kingdom is a scepter of righteousness. When you arrive in righteousness, you are beginning to have dominion. Because law of righteousness is at work in you. Or law of truth. Because righteousness is truth. Let sin therefore not reign in your mortal body. So how does sin reign? Sin reign by its law. But before sin can reign, sin has a body. Because the body of sin. So you remember, sin has a body. Death has a body. Before sin and death could reign, they first of all build a body. They grow a body. Body of sin. Body of this death. And what build the body, what develop the body of sin and body of death is the wisdom of sin. Is the strength of sin that grew the body of sin and body of death. In that Romans 6, before 12. No, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed. So, there is before the law of sin, there's the body of sin. There's a body of sin. So what before there can be law, because law of sin run the body of sin. Law of death run the body of death. So you see that sin and death are wisdom. Sin and death are perverted wisdom, building of wisdom. It weaves things together in us. That's why it's not easy for a man to be free from sin. You have to free a man from the body of sin and free a man from the law of sin. You have to free a man from the body of death and free a man from the law of death. Now is this that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. You will keep serving sin. What's serving sin? You will keep obeying sin. Serve me to obey sin. For he that is dead is free from sin. And you cannot be dead beside with the word. If the word is what you, if you go to, if the, by faith, we live by faith. If faith make you to live, what will put you dead? So the sin of the word is death. So when you say you are being building, They can't be built up except they pull you down. They destroy you. For he had, come let us not unto the Lord. For he has meeting. So, word will slay me.
Yes, sir.
So, the word must slay the body of sin. The word must slay the body of death. And now build up another body. That wisdom will build up. Wisdom is a slayer. He said, wisdom has killed a beast.
Yes,
and he has builded our arms. So, wisdom will slay and wisdom will build. Time must slay. Must slay the former wisdom. It's the wisdom. He said, put to death the body of sin. Put to death the body of sin and put to death members. Mortify your members which are upon the earth or members of your body. You slay them with wisdom. You slay them with grace. Nobody can put to death without grace. You can't do it by sheer will. You can't put to death your members, the body of sin in you. The members of the body of sin, you can't put it to death. You need grace. You need faith to put them to death. Grace will put them to death. And grace, after you put them to death, then grace will cause another life to live in you. Mortify therefore your member, Colossians 3:5. Which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection. You cannot do that without what? Without the word. As a young man make his way, is by your word. It's by your word. By your word. Your word affects my mind that I'm not sinning against you. So word, which is wisdom, will put to death your sin. A big amen.
Amen.
Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed. Might be destroyed. You can be born again, and the body of sin was never destroyed. Might be, might mean, is conditional, might. Might be it's like shul, might be destroyed. That henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is free from sin. That means you must be free from the body of sin and also from the body, but you must be dead. Be free from sin. This one is free from the body of sin. Now, therefore, if we be dead, if it's conditional, if we be dead with Christ, that dead with Christ is faith. This is Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Knowing this, that our body of sin is crucified with him. I am crucified with Christ. Galatians 2:20. Nevertheless, I live. You are crucified and you live. Something is responsible for your crucifixion. And the thing that is responsible for your crucifixion is also the same thing responsible for your living. And it's the faith. And if it's the faith, it's by the word. And if it's the word, it's the wisdom. If it's by grace, it's grace.
Yeah.
The thing that is responsible for your crucifixion is responsible for your death. And the same thing that is responsible for your life. I am crucified with Christ. Nonetheless, I live. So the same thing I was able to my crucifixion, which is my being dead, is also the same thing responsible for my faith. And that thing is the faith. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh. I live by the faith of the Son of God. So that's Galatians 2:20. Then Romans 6 says, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that also we should not lose serve sin, or we should not guys live for sin. But he that is dead is free from sin. Now, if we be there with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. So the faith that make me dead is the one that's available for me to live. And if I live by faith, I've been thinking, faith is not possible without word. And what delivered the word is a wisdom. I need wisdom to make me to be dead to sin.
Yes, sir.
To the body of sin. And I need wisdom to make me to live. And that wisdom is the wisdom of faith of Christ. That your faith should not stand the wisdom of man, but the faith on the power of God. Of faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave his life for me. So then, we have read it. Knowing that Christ being raised from the dead, die no more. There are no more dominion
over
him. For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also to be dead indeed unto sin. But you cannot be dead unto sin without faith. So faith is coming by hearing and hearing by the word. And by the word of faith, we deliver to you wisdom of how you mortify your flesh. There's a wisdom to it. Or there's a grace that must be communicated to you. Wisdom is grace communicated to your soul. So when you say you have wisdom, you're so you have what? When you say you have faith, you have wisdom. When you say you have faith, you have grace. It's a grace. You need grace. Oh, grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. The grace of our Lord, which is full of faith and love. It's full of the grace of our Lord. It's full of grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus is full of faith and love. So grace, you can't say you have grace without faith. You can't say you have faith without wisdom. So it's a wisdom to put to death sin in your members. Sin, the body of sin, you need to crucify it. You need to put it to death. And it's by faith. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, and not I. The life and only I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave his life for me. The life and I live in the flesh. I live by the faith. The death that I die by faith. I die by faith. I live by faith. Or I die by wisdom. I live by wisdom. I die by grace. I live by grace. That's the faculty in the gospel. You must have died and live. Amen. Then you are ready to. They don't give power to a soul that's not living unto God. To start reigning, to start having dominion. A big amen.
Amen.
I hope that we have been blessed. And the Lord is bringing clarity to these things so that we can be able to calibrate our walk with him. A big amen.
Amen.
Big amen. So you're going to say you are in the scene of the fullness of the gospel if you are not moving to the scene of power. You are just blessed. We are running in the fullness of the... So blessedness of the blessing of the gospel is to have the wisdom season or the word time and the power season, which have to do all the wisdom, the word and person season of this person. We start with law unto covenant, testimony, and person. The Lord bless you and keep you. Cause his face will shine upon you and be gracious unto you.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinu Senior Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.